Sleepy Peter. Peter was sleepy, very sleepy. Perhaps it was the special meal he'd just eaten. Perhaps it was the wine he'd drunk. Perhaps it was the walk to the Garden of Gethsemane. Or perhaps it was just getting late. "I'm off to pray," said Jesus. "And Peter, I'd like you, James and John to come with me." "All right," Peter yawned, even though he was sleepy, very sleepy. They walked a little way in silence, and then Jesus spoke again. "I'll be just over there," he said. "Wait for me. Pray for me. I won't be long." "Dear God," Jesus prayed, "dear Father in heaven, tomorrow I must die to take away all the bad things that anyone has ever done. I know it's what you want me to do, but if there is any other way, any way to do this without so much pain and suffering, please show it to me now." Jesus prayed long and hard, and Peter tried to pray too, but Peter was sleepy, very sleepy, and every time he closed his eyes and tried to talk to God, he found himself dropping off to sleep, and so did James and John. Suddenly, someone was shaking him. "Peter, wake up, Peter!" It was Jesus, and he was not very happy. "All I asked you to do was to watch and pray. Please stay awake. I need your help. I really do." Peter wanted to help. He really did, but Peter was sleepy, very sleepy, and it wasn't long before he nodded off again. Three times Jesus returned. Three times he found his friends asleep. But then something unexpected happened. Suddenly, Peter wasn't sleepy at all. Judas was there. He wasn't alone. There were men with him, the religious leaders and their servants, carrying torches and clubs and swords. Judas walked up to Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "hello." And he kissed Jesus on the cheek, just as he'd done every day since they'd first met, just as if he was still one of Jesus's friends. But it was not a friendly kiss, not at all. It was a signal so that the others would know which man to arrest. And that's just what they did. The men with the clubs grabbed hold of Jesus. Now Peter was awake, wide awake. He leapt to his feet, he picked up a sword, and he started swinging it about. But all he managed to do was to lop off one man's ear. "Stop!" cried Jesus. "Stop right now! This is not the answer. God could save me if he wanted to. But what he wants is for me to go with these men, and that's what I shall do." So Jesus went with the men. But what about his friends? And his friends ran off in every direction. But Peter, who followed from a distance, half awake, half asleep, wishing this was all a bad dream, little knowing the nightmare it would become.